Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all, episode 19. This is episode 19 of the podcast. Just want to thank all my listeners, subscribers out there for tuning in every week. I appreciate you guys, man. You guys tune in every week, man, and listen. I appreciate that, man. I truly do. It means everything, man. I just want to say I apologize for last week. I know I didn't have a podcast last week. I was super busy. You know, I didn't really have time to, you know, do the podcast, you know, the way I wanted to do it. So, you know, I had to take a break and just wait, you know, until I had my mind right to do it. So I'm back, and I just hope that everybody out there is doing good. I hope you guys are doing super well. Hope you're grinding and hustling like you should be. You already know. Today I wanted to talk about money. You know, a lot of people hear that and say, oh man, what are you going to talk about with money? You know what I'm saying? But the reason why I want to talk about money is because I want people to understand why I want money. You know, I can't speak for everybody, you know, when it comes to this topic. You know what I mean? Like, I'm only able to speak for myself. So the reason why I want money is to, you know, basically be able to help people. You know, that's the reason why I want money. It's not because I want a fancy car, I want jewelry. I already told y'all, you know, in the last, you know, few podcasts that I'm not into that. You know what I mean? I'm not into that shit. I'm not into jewelry. I'm not into cars and all of that stuff. Like, I'm thankful for everything that I have. I'm extremely grateful for everything that I have, you know, when it comes to, you know, the car I have. I have a 2002 Honda Accord. I'm very happy with it. It's a great running car. You know, I've had it for like 4 years now. I just recently paid it off. And, you know, I'm just happy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need the fancy shit, you know, to be happy. And, you know, some people might be, oh, well, you know, you're still talking about the car and this, that. But I'm not into that stuff, man. I've never been into the glamour and the glitz of trying to be, you know, on a certain level. I'm just not that type of person. So I just want people to understand and realize that, you know, you got to be thankful for what you got, man. And like I said, the reason why I want money is because I want to help people. That's the main reason why I want money. It's not because I want to buy fancy shit, because that's not appealing to me. You know, what's appealing to me is being able to help somebody, you know, get on their feet. Being able to help somebody reach, you know, a certain goal. You know, whether it's financial or mentally or spiritually or whatever it is, I'm just trying to help people, you know, get to the next level in their lives. So if I can do that through, you know, my content, you know, which is, you know, pretty much about spreading positivity and optimism and things of that nature. If I can help people get to a certain place through my content, and, you know, I mean, it's helping them on a daily basis, then that's what makes me proud. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy to do things like that. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking at it like, oh man, it's taking time out of my day, or, you know, I'm wasting time doing this type of shit. Like, I really want to help people, man. Like, I really need people to understand this and grasp, you know, what I'm saying here. Like, I really want to help people at the end of the day. And I'm going to do that any way possible. You know, I don't have a lot myself. I'm not working with a lot. I don't have a lot, you know what I mean, to give myself. But when I can, I give. Whether it's clothing, you know what I mean? Like, I try and donate to, you know, Salvation Army and places like that when I'm able to. You know, I have things that I don't wear, so I give it to somebody else that needs it. You know what I mean? Like, that's my whole point. I want to help people in need. You know, there's a person out there that needs a shirt to wear. There's a person out there that needs, you know, a pair of pants to wear. There's a person out there that needs a pair of sneakers to wear. And I'm going to help them if I can. You know, that's what it comes down to. And that's what I need people to understand. You know what I mean? So it's never about trying to do things, you know, for clout or recognition or anything like that. I'm not doing anything, you know, to try and gain anything from it. I want to give without the expectation of getting something in return. That's my whole thing. I want to give without worrying about if I'm getting something out of it or if I'm going to be, you know, rewarded or anything like that. You know what I mean? I mean, most people look for, you know, something that's physical, you know, when they want something in return. You know, they want something that's physical. And I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that type of person. I want to help people because that's the type of person that I am. I'm just being a genuine and a real person, and I'm putting myself out there as such. And I don't want people to get it twisted or anything like that. Like, I'm doing it for a certain reason because I want something out of it. You know, that's not the reason why I do what I do. I do what I do on a daily basis. I put out positive content on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and things like that because I really want to help people. I want people to have a better mindset. I want to get people to the place, you know, where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? That's my whole thing about it. So if that means I gotta work on certain things, and at the same time, I'm building with everybody else. You know, I mean, just because I'm giving positive kind and I'm doing it on a level as if I'm like some type of guru or anything like that, or a master or whatever. Like, yeah, one day I am gonna be a master at what I do. I do think that I'm great at, you know, what I do when it comes to being positive and spreading a positive message and lifting people up and helping people. I do think I'm great at that. It comes naturally for me. Like I said, I've always been this type of person. You know, I put something on Instagram like last week or something like that where I showed that I was posting things like that back in 2012. You know what I mean? Like, and even before that, I was helping people and I was giving advice and I was helping uplift people. These are the type of things that I do. It's just a part of who I am. So I don't want people to think anything less of it or I'm trying to get something out of it. I don't care about, you know, trying to monetize this shit. I'm not trying to monetize, you know, the gift that God gave me. If things come along, then I'm happy with that. Anything, you know, that comes along, you know, other than a person that tells me, oh, you know, you really helped me get through my day, or, you know, you really, you know, inspired me today, or, you know what I mean, you know, like, you made me want to get up off my ass and go do something with myself, you know what I mean, if anything else comes from that, you know, besides a comment or a like or a share or whatever, then I'm happy with that. I'm absolutely happy with that. And I love that. I love getting comments from people, you know, just telling me that I was able to help them. You know, the words that they read on a post that I put up or something that I said in particular helped them get through their day. You know, helped them reach their peak and helped them get through their day. And it really inspired them and, you know, like, motivated them to want to go forward. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I get more out of that than anything else. Like I said, I'm not trying to monetize this, man. I'm not trying to get paid off of, you know, the things that I'm doing on Instagram. Like, I'm trying to build a community of people that have the same type of mindset that I have. And I'm trying to inspire and motivate people to get on the same pattern of thinking that I'm on, because, you know, I mean, this is what my mentors did for me. You know, guys like Gary Vaynerchuk and Grant Cardone and Ty Lopez and Tony Robbins, like, they all helped me get to where I needed to be, man, mentally. And that's very important. If you're not stable mentally, then you won't be able to do anything else. You won't be able to do anything else. You won't have a chance at being successful in your life if your mental state ain't right. You know, that's just what it comes down to. People need to get their mental state right, man. And I'm trying to help people do that. Because if a person like me can do it, a person that came from nothing, that came from, you know, a hard upbringing and had it hard and had a lot of obstacles, you know, in its way, and I was still able to conquer and, rise above all the madness and all the obstacles and all the shit that I went through, all the pain, all the long nights, you know what I mean, crying and, you know what I mean, sometimes just, you know, wishing that, you know what I mean, I wasn't here, you know. I mean, I used to think like that. I used to be that type of person. And, you know, I'm sorry if that offends anybody or anything, but, you know, I'm just, you know, speaking my truth, man. I'm being honest about everything that I went through, the shit that I went through to get to where I'm at now. And I know that God had a better plan for me. I had to get my mind right, though. I had to get my mind right. And I thank God every day that I found, you know, the people that I found online. You know, these are my mentors, the guys that encouraged me and, you know, gave me strength and wisdom to, you know, get up and be a better person. You know, but you have to put the work in. You know, God is not going to do everything for, you know what I mean, with me. I pray to God every day. I pray to God every day. And every morning I wake up, I say a prayer. And before I lay down, you know what I mean, I say a prayer. And I just want people to understand that it took me a long time to get to this place, man. But you can get there. If you believe and you have faith in yourself, then you can get to this place too. I promise you, you can, man. It's very doable. It is. Like I said, and I'm not just trying to sound like the cliche, like, oh, if I can do it, you can do it. Like, no, it's real, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to be a skeptic too. I used to be a skeptic too, man. I used to say, I don't know if this shit's going to work or whatever. You know what I mean? But I had to double back and realize that everything that was going on around me, it was just teaching me. Everything that I went through, it was a learning lesson. You know, a learning curve for everything that I have now in my life. I'm so grateful for everything that I have. You know, like I said, you know, you got to know what your why is. You know what I mean? You got to know, you know, why you do certain shit. You know, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to help people, man, any way I can. Once I'm able to, you know, put myself in a better position, you know, financially, then I will be helping people financially. I will be helping people, you know what I mean, get on their feet financially any way I can. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do anything I can, or whatever I can, for as long as I can, to help people all over the world, man, because that's my life's mission. That's what I was put on this earth to do. I know that. You know what I mean? I understand that now. And yeah, I still love other things. You know what I mean? I'm passionate about other things too, but not as passionate as I am about, you know what I mean, the shit that I'm doing now, because I'm actually helping people, man. I am. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that shit makes me proud every day. I'm proud of that every day, you know, to be able to say that I'm helping people, man. I'm changing people's lives. You know what I mean? Giving people hope and faith. I'm helping them believe in themselves to do great things, because, you know, we all were meant to do great things in life, man. Every single one of us, you know what I mean? We were meant to do great things in life. I truly believe that. You beat out a lot of people as a sperm. You know what I mean? Like you're racing, you know what I mean, to get to, you know, this place to be born. And you beat out a lot of other sperm cells, you know, to do that. I mean, that makes you special. We're all special in our own ways, but at the same time, we're all special as a unit, because, you know, we were chosen by God, you know, to be here. It's a true blessing to be alive. It's a true blessing to be on this earth, man. And you got to look at it, you know what I mean, from that standpoint. And stop looking at shit from a negative view and standpoint. You know, once you stop doing that, then things will get better for you. Your life will get better once you realize that you're blessed and it's a true honor and blessing, you know what I mean, to be alive. And to be here on this earth. It's a true blessing, man. So I want to thank everybody, man. I appreciate you guys, you know, for tuning in and listening. I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. I truly do. Thank you so much. And yeah, I just hope you guys keep hustling, keep grinding, and, you know, keep working hard and keep working towards your goals. All right. Never ever stop. It doesn't matter what anybody tells you or anything. Never stop, you know, believing in yourself, and never stop chasing your goals. All right? I love y'all, and I'll speak to y'all soon. Be great and be blessed. Love y'all. Peace.